Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Hope you had a really great week. Well, I'm super excited about today's show because it's another edition of Artist Corner, and you get to hear from one of my favorite singer-songwriters. I've actually done a couple events with Christy Knuckles. I'm telling you what, her music is unbelievable, and her heart for the Lord is just beautiful. And she's got a unique new album. It's titled Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. I can't wait for you to hear her music and her stories behind the songs, and we will get to that here in just a moment. A couple quick announcements. If you are brand new to the Faith Radio family, we would love to get a welcome packet into your hands, just information on our programming, some encouraging content. You have to request that, though. It is free, but hop on our website, myfaithradio.com. You'll find the information there. Just send us a request. We'd love to get it to you. But I also want to know, just for our sake, if you're brand new to the Live the Promise family, email me and let me know about that, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Tell me where you're listening from, and I would love to get some books and a welcome note in your hands. Again, email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Tell me where you're listening from. So glad to have you part of the Faith Radio family. All right, let me tell you about my guest, and we will get her on the show. You are in for such a treat. Christy Knuckles is a worship leader, singer, songwriter who lives in Nashville, Tennessee, with her producer husband, Nathan Knuckles, and their three children. Christy's newest album that we'll be celebrating today is Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. I want you to know, too, that we've got several copies of this new album, Be Held, to give away. If you want in on the drawing, you know what to do. Just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Put Be Held in the subject line, and we'll draw three names, and you'll receive Christy's new album. You are in for a treat. Well, Christy, welcome to the program. Such an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on an amazing new album. I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know from, you know, I just know it's like giving birth, and we can talk about that another day, but it is like giving birth, and it's such a personal release. I appreciate it so much. Well, we love to start every day, every conversation, talking scripture, and I wonder if there's either a life verse or just a verse that you've been camping on these days that you can share with us.
Yes, for sure. Well, I always say that my life verse is from Psalm 37, and it's really 4 through 6 or 8 sometimes. It starts with verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And then commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. And that verse was actually how I came to know Jesus as a 7-year-old, because we had part of that verse was on a wall plaque in our home when I was growing up, and it said my name on it. It said the meaning of my name, follower of Christ. And then it said part of that verse, which is or that passage, which is verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And what's sweet about it is really when I was in my 30s and really young motherhood, when all of that hit, the Lord took me to my farm table one day, and it's really kind of what started this whole stirring in me of learning how to sit with Jesus in the secret place. And it was really during the most chaotic time of my life that the Lord brought me back to that verse in the sweetest way, and really just learning to trust him, which I still do every single day in my life, but learning to commit everything to him, commit my way to him, and trust everything to him, and watch him basically take what he's already wired and instilled in me, watch him lift it up instead of me having to lift it up and me having to carry it around like a burden. But really, it's entrusting, and it's giving back the gifts that he gave us to him and entrusting him with it. It's like we get to watch him do the work. We get to watch him lift it up. We get to watch him take it to the ends of the earth or wherever he wants to take it. And so that verse still is one that I cling to every day of my life, and trusting him even with the new things that are on my plate right now, just trusting him with it and delighting myself in him. And he shows us what our desires even are in every season of our lives, because they can change even through seasons. And so it's just a verse I always hold to through each season, and it's precious to me. I hold on to it.
I love it. You know, there's such a brilliance in your parents personalizing it enough to put it on a plaque that you would see it and it would be your very own, you know. And there's something so powerful, as my kids are grown and launched now, to think about some of these seeds that are planted into your soil, Christy, and they became part of your root system. So when the wind started to blow, that root system activated, and it brought fruit and life to your life. I mean, that is, to me, the wonder of God's promises, that they're not static, they're not once and done. They're living and active and powerful, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So powerful. Wow. Well, give us a little backstory. I know you were raised in a Christian home, but I would love to know how God really started to woo your heart and really reveal the purpose and the call of God on your life.
Yeah. Well, for me, definitely from a little age of just like 7, the Lord really has always used music in my life, and that was the tool that he used. And I was raised in a pastor's home, and so I was the youngest of 3. I was the only girl. So I spent actually a lot of time alone and outside, or just kind of in God's creation. And I really started writing poetry when I was that little, you know. And it was, of course, just, you know, very elementary. But even looking back on it now, I really can see that God was capturing my heart, you know, as a little kid and in simple ways. I think, too, just the home that I was raised in, as you just said, really the seeds that were planted in me really developed in me, I think, this love for the Word of God, and then eventually setting it to melody, and how that became something that was powerful in my own life, even just to do, you know, my own personal praise to God, you know, just sitting at the piano or just writing something down. And then, you know, it's neat to see how the Lord started developing in me just the realization that that was to be shared, and that was something that was for the people of God as well. And I think back on even how my dad, I don't know that he was, you know, intentional in this, but I think the Holy Spirit used my dad in this way. And maybe he was intentional, but like, he would always say to me, Christy, even at a really young age, I want you to find a song that speaks to your heart, and then I want you to share it with our people. And when I look back on that, it's so sweet to me, because there was never any emphasis on my talent. There was an emphasis on the voice. It was, I want you to go find a song that speaks to your heart, and I want you to share it. And so I think that instilled in me this pattern all my life, that was sort of that was part of my purpose, you know, was to experience these songs first in my life, and then that it was always for the sharing. It was always to testify, right, that here's how the Word of God, here's how His promises have been true in my own life, and sharing it. And so I love that that has been my heritage, as messy as it was as well. And at times, you know, growing up, it wasn't the perfect childhood. But I'm grateful for those seeds that were planted, and I believe it's made me who I am, and even the songwriter and the mother that I am today. So I met Nathan, my husband, when I was 19, and we immediately began songwriting together. And really, that's when songwriting came alive to me in a whole new way, because Nathan, I remember telling this to my parents when I first met him, I said, he can hear and play the songs that are in my head.
Wow, that's awesome.
That I had never been able to, like, fully put music to what I was hearing in my head. And so even meeting Nathan was just this marriage of music, too, you know, and that gifting really coming alive in a whole new way. And Nathan and I kind of set out on our journey as songwriters together at the same time as we, like, fell in love and got married. you know, became a family together. So, yeah, that's kind of part of how we began and how I began, and I hold it dear.
Wow, it's so precious. And to see where God has led you in doing these passion conferences, serving alongside friends like Matt Redman and Chris Tomlin. I mean, and you're right in that lane. I mean, I just feel like there's such a powerful anointing on your life. And because I feel like it comes from that place of imparting something. I mean, somebody can relate. Anybody can relate anything. You know, get a message online that somebody else crafted and tell somebody else about it. But when you impart something, to me, it comes from your soul. It's something you've lived and owned. And I just see, I feel like that's how you minister, and I appreciate it so much. And on this new album, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved, I know this can be for parents of little ones, but it's not just for them, because I know you've got a love for the secret place. So maybe cast a vision for this new album.
Yes. Well, you know, when I think on the early years of motherhood for me, you know, the Lord really started a work in me then of learning to sit in that secret place. And I really honestly fought motherhood pretty hard at first. I tried to compartmentalize my life. I tried to manage it. And God very quickly began to show me that I could not manage it, and that wasn't the point. And that really the point was the posture of my heart and Him really using that season of me kind of going, oh, I can't manage all this. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I don't know how I'm going to get everything done. And really bring me to that place of at my farm table, you know, in my kitchen when it was nap time, and I would have those few moments that I would cling to of just going, catching my breath, and the Lord would really meet me there. And it's when He brought me back to Psalm 37, and He started showing me, you know, Chrissy, you're trying to, you know, He's shown it to me like a target sign. Really, it was like, you're trying to hit all of it. And He's like, I'm really just asking you to just hit the bullseye with me today. I've given you the grace for just this much. Like, here's your portion. Here's what I've given you grace for today. It's cultivate your relationship with me. Hit the bullseye with Nathan. Hit the bullseye with your children. And if you'll just do that much, I've given you grace for that. He's like, I promise you, I will take care of all these outer rings. My glory in me lifting up what I've put in you, if you'll trust that to me, I'll do this. And so the Lord just in those early days of motherhood began to show me, like Psalm 37 came alive for me for the first time. And I began to like have to lay down some things that I was not comfortable laying down, and I had a lot of fears laying those things down, like, will I ever have this singing platform, or will I ever get to do this again? And the Lord was saying, you know, trust me with this. So in those early years of when I maybe really could have made a lullaby record because I had babies at home and I was singing to them at night, I didn't have the capacity at that moment, but I think it's because of just, you use that word impartation, and that's what I've been using, is that, you know, seasons later, I think, when we can look back and we're able to go, okay, God was faithful when I laid that down. And when He asked me to do that, and when I actually obeyed, He came through. And He did what He said He was going to do when I did that. And so I can see season after season now, and my kids are 17, 14, and 10. And I can see His faithfulness and even those painful moments of me laying those things down, and I can see the fruit of it on my kids, that the Lord penetrated my heart in those moments of, you need to learn to sit still with me. You need to reorganize your heart and not your life, you know, not just the logistics, but He's like, I want your heart. And so I see now when I'm, you know, just started making this album in the spring, and I really could look back on those moments and think about young moms now, and I can look back on it with this place of like pouring out and impartation of going, God is faithful, and He's going to be faithful when you feel like it's, you know, going to be hard to lay these things down, but I promise you, I've seen He has a great track record. He is faithful. And so these songs, too, are just the whole premise of the album is us as parents, or even if you don't have kids, I think this record's for you as well. It's receiving the song of God over your own life as his beloved. And that's why we called it Lullabies for the Beloved, because that's all of us.
Yeah.
It's the dearly loved of God. And you might be a single lady or even a single guy, and you haven't entered into having a family. But God still wants you to be able to clear the path for you to hear the song of God over your own life, that you are his beloved.
Mm.
And then he wants you to impart that to others. And that's the whole point of us bringing the kingdom of God to earth. And so this record really kind of, it came, yes, out of the need for just really wanting my own kids to have a song on their mouths at night, myself wanting to have a song to sing as we lay down. In the climate of our world right now, we don't know what we're going to wake up to on the news. It's a vulnerable thing sometimes for a lot of us to just lay down and close our eyes and have to trust the Lord that he's got this. And so this record really came from just that heart of wanting the people of God to have a song to sing as you lay down in that place of basically being defenseless before God and saying, you are my God, and having this song, and there's so many psalms that say, I will remember you on my bed, you know,
yeah.
your ways instruct me in the night, and just having a song to come around those psalms and those themes in the night, that's the heart of this record, and it's honestly, I know I said this about my Christmas record that I just did, but I feel the same, it's my favorite thing I've ever done, and it's in the way that it really brought me personally back to this place of hearing that song again over my own life, that I'm the beloved of God, and to really go, okay, that's where I need a parent from. That's where I need to sing over people from, and it's a precious thing when you can really get a hold of that on a day-by-day basis.
That's where we need to live from. We need to take a break here. I'm talking to Christy Knuckles. We're celebrating the release of her album, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. And I'm thinking maybe it's for you, parent of a prodigal, or for you, man, who's got a father wound, and you need to remember that God sings a song over you. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll hear some songs from Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved by Christy Knuckles. Back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad to have you listening today. We've got Christy Knuckles joining us for an Artist Corner. So honored to celebrate her new album, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. And before the break, we were talking about her backstory and even her heart behind this album. And one would think this is just for parents of little ones, but it's really not, because God sings a song over us, and he wants us to learn how to sleep in the storm, to find rest, our souls to find rest in God alone. And let's play the song from your album titled His Banner. Give us a little quick backstory on that before we play that one.
Yes, well, this song is really precious to me because it was the first worship song that I ever learned to sing. In fact, we have a home movie of me singing this, and it has no audio because I was, you know, born in the 70s. But you can just see me doing the motions to it, like his banner, kind of like a teepee over my head, and I was putting my hand over my heart. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. And then it says, he brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. And then it says, he lifted me up to the heavenly places. His banner over me is love. And so as I was actually doing my thank yous, this was the last song we ended up putting on the record. I was doing my thank yous to my mom and dad for the album. And I said, you know, it just came right out. I just said, thank you for teaching me that first worship song, His Banner Over Me is Love. And I just stopped. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this song has to be on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ran into Nathan's studio and I said, is there any way we can tag this song on? And it actually ended up being the first song after the overture, because it was like, that's it. And sometimes those things come in the 11th hour where the Lord just puts that last puzzle piece in and he's like, here it is. And so for me, it's so precious that this ended up being what opens the album, because as I just said, you know, it's that theme of receiving this over our own lives so that we can sing it over others.
Beautiful. Let's listen in. We're going to take this song to the bottom of the hour break. Let's listen in. Wow, I love that. Thank you so much. Talking to Christy Knuckles today, and her title of her new album is Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved, and you're the beloved, so this lullaby is for you. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. We're celebrating Christy's new album. We've got a few copies to give away. We're not taking calls today, so you can just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address, and you'll be in on the drawing. Three of you will get a copy of her brand new album in your mailbox within about the next week. We'll be back in a minute. So glad to have you listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is of The Promise. It's another Artist Corner, this time with our friend Christy Knuckles, as we celebrate her brand new album, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. And for those who just hopped in their car, lots of our friends hop in right now and are listening, they didn't catch the first half, just give us a reset of who this album is for. And the reason I feel passionate about this, Christy, because I just feel like that we have as many men listening to the show as we do women, and there are plenty of men who never felt and sensed that they were a beloved. You know, that they have a father wound or broken-hearted parents who are waiting by the window for the prodigal to return. I'd just love for you just to speak a little bit of vision around this Be Held album.
Yeah, so we created this for everyone, really. You know, I think that we don't outgrow that need to every day stand before the Lord and have that posture as a child first. I think that we think we have to get up and we have to race to, okay, I'm in charge, I got to do this, I got to, you know, dictate this or lead this. But really, every day of our lives, we've got to come to that place where we are the beloved of God, where we receive his love over us as his dearly loved child, and then lead and love from that place. And our parenting changes, our leadership changes, the way that we even look at life, it changes the way that we even approach God when we open up his word. So it's not this time of like, God, I'm going to earn your love right now. It's how can it be that we are called the children of God, and that we have this abundant love that's over us, and that Zephaniah says that he sings over us and rejoices over us. So it's about receiving that song over our own lives first, and letting him heal those places in us where we've maybe compared his love to the earthly father, or even our own capacity to love. I think we tend to compare his love to that, but his love is otherly. His love is everlasting and unfailing, and those are words that we can't use in our vocabulary. Only he can, and so it's receiving that otherly love for our lives and then living from that place. So that's what this record's for.
It's fantastic. Well, tell us about the song that we're going to play next, A River of Grace.
Yeah, well, I wrote this really based around a conversation that I had with my our 10-year-old. She's our youngest, Annie Rose, and she had come to me one day, and I could tell by her face that she was carrying something in her heart that was heavy. And we sat down, and I just kind of started to tenderly pry a little bit and just said, hey, I feel like maybe you're carrying something in your heart that maybe you want to tell me. And, you know, long story short, she began to share with me, and it was something that she had seen on accident on a phone. And, you know, just scrolling through something else innocently, she saw something, and it was heavy on her. And so she was able to confess that to me. Mm. And then together, we took that to Jesus. And I said, you know, I think it's important right now that you pray with your own words, and you just take that to Jesus, and you just say, Jesus, this is heavy on me. I want to just put this at your feet. And so I watched her do it, and then what I got to watch was her bubbly self get up from that couch and just pounce off like Tigger, and the rest of her day getting to watch her countenance be lifted because she had taken that to Jesus. And so we get to, as parents, and really even if you're not a parent, you get to help people around you go to the river of grace. And it's talking about laying that down and watching it go down the river of grace. And then the beautiful thing is that you get to start teaching your kids is if they're a child of God, that river runs inside of them, and they can go anytime to that river and lay those things down. So it's really kind of about confession and really laying down. It says we can cast our cares on him because he cares for us. So that's what this song is about.
Wow, what a visual to just imagine the river of grace carrying our sins away, and how you really led her to the throne room and then said, okay, you go, you know, you can do this. And you have access to the throne room of the Most High God. Let's listen to the song River of Grace from Christy Noggle's new album, Be Held.
There is a place far from this worried world where freedom awaits. From that burden you've got locked inside, oh, how you tend to hide. So won't you go there with me, down to the riverside, where the water runs free, and you can let your heart swing open wide. Won't you swing it open wide, 'cause baby you are mine to carry such a load.
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much. Talking to Christy Knuckles today, and her title of her new album is Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved. And you're the beloved, so this lullaby is for you. And we're working through some songs on her album, and this one is written specifically for girls. Always remember to never forget. Love, love, love that. Give me the story behind that one.
Yeah, well, it's neat because Nathan actually came up with the title of this song before there was ever even lyrics around it.
Really? Wow, I love that.
Yeah. It's something that he's always kind of said with the kids, like, always remember to never forget. It's just something that we've always said. And so he said, I think there needs to be a song around that. And so one day, again, like, this song was based on an experience that I had with my girls. And again, it was the same. We have a couch in our master bedroom in front of our bed. And so often that's the place where we kind of plop down and have a little chat. And I was talking to my girls one day, and really we just began to talk about just always remember to never forget. Like, the song says, when you look in the mirror, the answer is yes. Yes, you are pure as gold. Yes, you are beautiful. So always remember to never forget. And so we begin to talk about, as girls in particular, as we know, the climate and the culture that we live in with social media and all of the mess that our girls are up against with all of that. I wanted my girls to hear from me, and I want them to hear it from me all the time, that they are precious, that they are pure, that they're pure as gold, that they're beautiful. And when they look in the mirror, they are a child of God. They're a daughter of God, pure. They are set apart for Him. And so it was just me as a mom wanting to, like, I think there's something that, you know, they need to hear that face to face from their mama, that you are beautiful. And inside and, yes, outside, you are exquisite, is something I always tell my girls. You're exquisite. And that God made you as a female and a beautiful woman to be exquisite. And so this song, Nathan wanted it to be like a waltz, because he was like, I could see even little girls, like, even in just their nightgown with Daddy before bed and them kind of twirling.
Love that.
We wanted it to be like a waltz. But also, again, it's for mamas, too, to remember that truth over our own lives first, that we, too, are a daughter. Again, it's for moms to receive just as much as little girls.
And I think that's such a good word when you preface it with the song before, River of Grace, because I think it's easy for us to see young girls who have so much innocence that they are exquisite. But then you think, I've lived hard. I've seen things I shouldn't have seen. I've gone places I shouldn't have gone. Maybe you need to go back and listen to Christy's song, River of Grace, and imagine those things being carried away, and then put this song on, Always Remember to Never Forget, because this includes you, too. You're in Christ. You're a new creation. Let's listen in to Always Remember to Never Forget.
Hey there, beautiful one. You there shining with glory. Would you let your heart hear if I sang about you? Or did you know that every fairy tale you love, they have borrowed your story? Other maidens so lovely and her heroes so true. It's just that this world is hollow and it wants to swallow any memory of who you really are. So always remember to never forget when you look in. Treasure in the deep. Your heart is a diamond, and your hero will do what it takes to find it, so he can hold it tenderly and become your defender. To make your heart his. So always remember to never forget. When you look in the mirror, the answer is yes. Yes, you are pure as gold. Yes, you are beautiful. So always remember to never forget.
Her new album, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved, which is you and you're his beloved. I'm Susie Larson. This is With the Promise. We're celebrating Christy's new album. We've got a few copies to give away. We're not taking calls today, so you can just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address, and you'll be in on the drawing. Three of you will get a copy of her brand new album in your mailbox within about the next week. We're pausing for our final break here, so don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Of The Promise, having a fantastic conversation with one of my favorite artists, Christy Knuckles. I'm telling you, Christy, your music has ministered to me through some of the deepest valleys, and I pray for you often because you're such a sister of my heart. And as we celebrate this new album of yours, Be Held, Lullabies for the Beloved, but I want you to cast a vision for what you want to happen with this album. If you could just dream big, what would it be? What would you love to see happen as a result of this album releasing?
You know, one of the things that I've really been praying is for salvation to happen through these songs. And I know that that's dreaming big.
Amen. I love it.
That God would take it even beyond the Christian market. And that I think that we've included some things on this album that is an invitation, I think, for people who are new to hearing about Jesus, that they might be able to, you know, listen to it a little bit from this place of kind of curiosity, and or just like being drawn into something peaceful and something restful for them, and then in that, hearing about Jesus through it and hearing about that river of grace.
So we played the song earlier, Always Remember to Never Forget, for girls, for women to remember who you are in Christ Jesus. But you've got one for boys, too. And the title fits. It proves that you know boys. You have what it takes. I raised three boys, and they need to know this. You have what it takes. So speak to that song before we play it.
I think so many men need to hear this song. So many boys need to hear this song. It's such an important word, especially for boys to hear from their parents. You have what it takes. The chorus says, you have what it takes. Your heart's a river wide. And it's not by power, not by might, but the Spirit of God. He's living inside. You have all you need. You need only to believe that when Jesus fights for you, Nothing can stop you or stand in your way. Mm-hmm. You have what it takes.
Mm-hmm. As we listen in, I'm thinking to the man listening today, who maybe your whole life you've heard messages that say the opposite of this, that you don't have what it takes. I just pray this song would play over you and be a healing balm to you, and you'd hear the Father's pleasure over you as you listen. Let's listen in to You Have What It Takes.
If you ever wonder if you're made for more, yes, you are. More than this world could afford you or tell you you're capable of. And there's a mystery inside you, so let it define you, and you can. Like a big bright city on a hill, and you're a force to be reckoned with, like a midnight train. Your heart's a river wide,
That was a song from Christy Knockle's new album, Be Held. It's called You Have What It Takes. Maybe you needed to hear that today. And as we get ready to wrap, Christy, and I'm wondering if you would just pray for that. I just keep thinking there's a guy listening today, a full-grown man who's never had that kind of a song sung over him. Would you do us the honor of just praying for that gentleman today?
Yes, Lord, we come to you as the Father of lights, who gives perfect gifts to your children, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that whoever it is, Lord, who is, if it's a man who's struggling to believe that, God, I just pray that this place of rest would begin to settle over his heart, Lord, that he has what it takes because you are in him, Lord. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by striving, but it's really by that surrender that we experience your rest, because then you start, we realize you're fighting for us. We realize that you're with us in the fight, Lord. So we thank you for that, and I pray just for acknowledgement, Lord, of that today, just for a new realization, Lord, that you're fighting for them today, Lord, that you're a healer, Lord, you're a hope, you're a perfect father. And we don't have to do any comparing, Lord, of the earthly father or even our own capacity to love, Lord. It's otherly, Lord. You are greater, Lord. And so we just pray for hope to rise today, Lord, that you're all that we need, Lord, and that you fight for us today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Christy, I know you're a busy girl, so I just thank you so much for giving us this time, and congratulations again on an amazing album.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember, if you want in on the drawing for Christy's album, just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Remember that mailing address? And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one. He'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.